OK， 咁我哋下一個議程咧就 item 5咧就係、是、有關茶果嶺油塘同埋鯉魚門區呢啲 outline zoning plan 嘅一個事項。Members are advised that amendments to the subject draft outline zoning plan were published on May 23rd for comment.And the commenting period will expire on June 13th. Normally, specifically, like this will be considered by the subcommittee headed by Winston. But since that committee's meeting will be held, the last meeting was held May 21st, the next one will be July 23rd. So we're going to miss that commenting period that expires on June 13th.In light of that, the planning department has proposed by special arrangement that they will bring up this OZP, see whether members of the HEC have any comment on that. Okay? And may I now invite Mr. Eric Yu, Yu Qi Jin 先生, he is District Planning Officer for Kowloon, and Su Lai Mei 小姐, she's the...Senior Town Planner for Kowloon. 可能兩位有個PowerPoint係嘛？請。
多謝主席。今日咧，我哋想向各委員介紹一下油塘灣綜合發展區同埋油塘工業區裏邊嗰個建築物嘅高度限制。咁正如好似頭先主席講啦，城規會咧就喺今年2008年五月九號嘅時候咧就同意修改呢一張。茶果嶺油塘鯉魚門分區計劃大綱草圖，咁然後呢、這、一個有關嘅修訂咧，就喺5月23日就刊憲，為期3個星期，直至到6月13日嘅。咁呢啲嘅修訂項目裏邊咧，有兩項咧係關於呢一個高度限制嘅修訂，就包括咗而家圖片上邊嗰個 A 項同埋 E 項，分別咧就係呢一個油塘灣嗰個綜合發展區同埋呢一個油塘。工業區嘅，咁或者我哋講講主要嘅原因，其實我哋點解要做呢一個建築物高度限制咧？咁其實咧，透過市民透過好多唔同嘅渠道咧，都向本署咧有反映咧，就要求呢兩區咧就應該要加強嗰個高度嘅管制。咁其實而家現在呢兩區裏邊咧，我哋都發現得到有好大嗰個發展同埋重建嘅壓力嘅。咁呢兩區咧，亦都係。呢、這、一個臨近呢一個海旁嘅，咁所以咧係有需要咧就控制呢一個嘅高度，咁同埋呢啲嘅高度咧，亦都可以避免咗呢一個視覺同埋通風咧係受到影響嘅。或者我哋首先睇一睇呢一個油塘灣綜合呢一個發展區。咁我哋第一個嗰個修正咧，就將呢一個發展區嘅地帶裏邊咧，將嗰個水域嘅地帶咧就刪除嘅。咁、那個原因咧就係因為我哋預計將來嗰個發展咧就唔會涉及到填海嘅。咁所以咧，就我哋就將嗰個水區咧就刪除咗。咁而家剩餘嗰個咧就係而家保留翻 U 型呢一個嘅發展區，就做嗰個綜合嘅發展區嘅。咁如果係將呢一個水域嘅地方刪除咗嘅時候咧，嗰、那個綜合發展區個面積咧就由22.4呢一個公頃咧就減至到去9.5公頃嘅。除咗呢一個高度之外咧，我哋亦都訂定咗一啲嘅發展參數，就包括咗呢一個總地積比率係4.5倍，呢一個咧係根據嗰個地盤嘅總面積計算嘅，亦都有釐定到嗰個最高嘅建築物高度係主水平基準上120米，咁同埋咧亦都係要求咧提供唔少於15米闊嗰個公眾嘅海濱長廊，咁而嗰個海濱長廊嗰個地盤嘅面積咧亦都唔少過24,000。700个平方米嘅，喺呢一個綜合發展區裏面咧，有兩個嗰個西邊嗰、那個兩端嘅，嗰度咧係最接近嗰個維港。咁喺呢度咧，我哋就冇特別係指定嗰個嘅高度限制，但係咧，我哋就會預計嗰個發展商要提交嗰、那個總綱發展藍圖嘅時候咧，佢哋就要決定呢兩個西端嗰個嘅西面兩端嗰個嘅高度嘅。點解我哋咁做呢？主要咧就係留翻一啲嘅設計嘅彈性俾呢一個發展商。咁同埋個發展商咧，亦都必須要採用一個明顯嘅梯級式嘅建築物高度嘅輪廓嘅。雖然係咁咧，我哋喺呢一個 分區計劃大綱圖嘅說明書裏面咧，我哋都有提出嚟咧，就話呢兩個呢兩個西面嘅兩端咧，預計作為參考嘅高度咧，就係主水平基準上60米。咁呢一張圖咧就顯示出嗰個油塘灣嗰個綜合發展區。咁你會睇到咧，大家睇到喺背後咧，其實嗰個嘅係一啲主要嘅住宅發展嘅。咁呢啲咧就包括咗油塘村啦，呢一個東隧呢一個旁邊嘅公共屋村啦，咁同埋咧就係利源門村嘅。我哋而家釐定嗰個嘅120米最高嘅高度，將佢咧係比起而家現有呢一啲油塘灣或者係呢一個利源門村呢啲嘅高度咧係較低嘅。咁同埋咧亦都可以提供咧一個階梯式嘅高度輪廓。咁至於另外一方面就係呢一個油塘灣嘅工業區啦。咁呢張相咧就顯示出而家嗰個工業區，咁嗰個工業區嘅情況嗱，你會睇到咧，其實喺呢個工業區咧有一啲新建成嘅住宅嘅，包括咗有兩個項目，一個咧就已經係起好咗嘅，就係呢一個李灣天下，李灣天下，咁嗰個高度咧就係139米高嘅，另外一個咧就係起緊噶啦，咁呢個咧就喺草原街6號，咁呢個高度咧有149.5嗰個嘅高度嘅。咁而除咗呢兩個住宅發展項目之外咧，其他嗰啲現時嗰啲嘅工業大廈嘅高度咧，一般嚟講咧都係比較矮嘅，高度咧就7至去到52米。嗱喺呢一個嘅分區計劃大綱圖裏邊，呢、這、一個油塘工業區嘅土地用途咧，其實就包括咗有唔同嘅地帶嘅，包括咗有呢一個綜合發展區啦，而家紅色呢、這、一個，有呢一個住宅嘅。無類呢，另外又有這個商業用地，又有這個休憩的用地，政府機構和這個社區的用地，最後呢也有一些其他指定用途，包括了一個是那個污水的處理廠的。在這個油塘工業區裏面呢，我們也都之前這個城規會呢是批過有6個這些住宅的用途的。咁嗰個高度咧，嗱，嗰6個住宅嘅分布咧，就係而家紅色框咗喺圖上面嗰度。咁而呢啲住宅嘅高度咧，喺主水平基準以上咧，102.5，去到最高嗰、那個而家起緊草原街6號嗰個149.85米嘅。喺我哋釐定呢一個高度策略嘅時候咧，我哋已經係考慮過以下嗰啲嘅因素嘅，包括咗城規會。制定維港制定嗰個嘅理想宣言啦，呢、這、一個共建維港制定嗰個嘅海港規劃原則同埋指引啦，都會計劃檢討裏面建議嗰個嘅海旁建築物高度嘅概念啦，一個明顯嘅梯級式嘅建築物嘅高度輪廓啦，咁呢一個咧，我哋會預計咧嗰個高度咧就向海濱咧一路咁樣遞減嘅，我亦都會。要求改善嗰個空氣嘅流通啦，同埋景觀咧就更加可以開揚啲。最後咧，亦都係嗰個嘅釐定嘅高度咧，我哋會與海旁嗰個建立一個融洽嘅一個關係。嗱，或者我哋睇一睇我哋提出嗰個嘅建議高度。我哋總共咧會係分開4級嘅，喺呢一個嘅工業油塘工業區裏邊，由最高嘅主水平140米，而家。拍住嗰度就包括咗呢一個草原街呢、這、一個住宅無類啦，咁同埋咧四山街嗰個嘅商業區，咁咧就會向海濱嗰度咧一路遞減嘅。嗱，第二級咧就會係120，就係而家綠色嗰個地帶，亦都係包括咗地勢較低啲嘅住宅嘅無類啦，同埋呢個商業嘅地帶。第三級咧就會係一個100米嘅範圍，就呢一個咧就包括咗東園街以北。嗰、那個嘅綜合發展區，咁同埋咧一個住宅無類嗰個嘅發展，咁到最低嗰個高度咧限制咧就係80米，咁呢一個咧主要係包括咗沿海邊嗰個嘅綜合發展區啦，咁同埋呢一個住宅嘅無類。除咗呢啲之外咧，喺呢一個油塘工業區裏邊咧，有呢一個現時有一個消防局，有一個中電嘅機房，同埋一個污水嘅處理廠。在這些三個地點裏面，我們就會維持現在樓宇現有的層數作為最高的上限。 咁呢個咧就係我哋對於呢一個油塘工業區嗰個高度限制嘅提議。多謝主席。
多謝曬阿余生。規劃署嘅同事咧，今日係特登嚟聽各位委員嘅意見嘅，咁啊歡迎各位有咩意見或者可以請提出啦，好嗎？
多謝主席，真係好啦，因為依個去咗大會唔喺我十琴咧，我就可以表達意見啦。因為如果喺我十琴咧，我就要做主席，就表達唔到意見。咁咧就原則上咧就我係即係同意嗰、那個即係高度限制咧，係即係按翻嗰個共建維港委員會制定嘅海港規劃原則同埋指引。咁但我其實最近睇好多呢啲咁嘅高度限制，我都發覺有一個共通點嚇，咁就係話咧，即係政府對於嗰、那個即係私人發展商咧，佢係尊重嗰、那個即係地積比率，佢可以容許到佢，即係其實冇減到佢個地積比率咧，就只不過係控制咗個高度。咁呢、這個即係你尊重嗰個私人物業發展權啊，我係理解。但我就覺得咧，就係好多時咧，呢、這個咁嘅高度限制就對於嗰啲 GIC 西咧，就好似有啲不公平嚇。咁、如果喺呢個個案你睇到咧，就係話即係就喺呢個銀幕上面呢一張圖。咁你明明海邊嗰度咧，你就準人哋起到80米嚇，跟住就100米，跟住就102米，跟住就104米。咁但係為何啊？喺容許起80米個區嗰、那個嘅Sewage Pumping Station 嗰個位置咧，你係只能夠讓人哋起一層樓嚇。咁喺後邊咧嗰個120米嗰個區咧，就嗰、那個 GIC 咧就只可以俾6層樓。而最後在140米那個區呢，就只可以讓人家起10層樓。我理解你那個原則呢，就是說當這些這樣的工廠大廈重建的時候，你是容許它重建，容許它起到一個它即是可以興建的地積比率，不過你只不過就不容許它起超過某一個高度嘛。但如果你留意這些 GIC 西，你會留意到就是說它原本一層你就定了一層，原本6層呢你就話你最高只可以起6層，原本10層嗰啲呢你就話你至高只可以起10層。咁換言之呢，其實你嗰、那個你係用咗一個雙重嘅標準，即係你既係話我去限制嗰個高度呢一區呢，就用高度嚟分區，但係對於一啲嘅即係 institutional 嘅用地呢，你就係差唔多呢，就係阻止咗佢去重建。因為如果我拆咗個六層樓起翻六層樓嘅時候，我邊有嗰個重建嘅價值喺度咧？咁但係隔離嗰啲就可以起到120米喎，但係我呢間 GIC 咧，我就唔可以起高喎。咁我想理解一下，即係嗰個原則，即係為何有一個咁樣嘅雙重標準嚇？而即係似乎呢個就唔係淨係睇嗰個高度啦，而係即係對於嗰、那個即係一啲社區用地咧，即係似乎就係話禁止咗。即係佢一個即係重建發展嘅可能性，咁我想即係依個就其實就有好多啲社區嘅即係 land owner 咧，就已經係即係表達咗即係佢哋嘅對於呢一個即係似乎係即係不公平嘅做法咧，都有啲微言啦。咁我就想即係規劃署可以即係解釋一下點解咁做，同埋即係聽翻即係呢一啲嘅社區人士嘅意見咯嚇。多謝主席。
啊，而且我哋一般咧就等啲委員咧就發表曬意見，咁你然後咧就總體綜合咁回應，咁就比較好掌握時間啲，好嘛？咁或者請你先記錄低吳生嘅意見，咁然後即係再遲啲回應，好嘛 ？Paul, please.
Chairman, I'm just looking at the outline of zoning plans for the area on my computer here. There are a couple of sites here on the waterfront that are obstacles to creating a waterfront connectivity. Two of them are under the KITEC outline zoning plan, which is a GIC site and a ventilation shaft. So that may not be included in these current amendments that you're proposing, but it would be good to be addressed. But there is one ventilation building area that is in this OZP, which is not being addressed. So I'd like to know a little bit more about whether that will come, that is the ventilation shaft for the tunnel here. And then if we're going to come around to the Yao Tong Industrial Estate, I know that on the corner of immediately on the east, on the west side, there is on the waterfront, there is a site there that I don't see that, I don't know whether you're going to actually going to ask for that. There's a government site where there's an, you're going to ask for a promenade area to be demanded, and whether there is a promenade to go all the way along the Yao Tong Industrial Estate area. Secondly, I fully agree with Vincent, having studied these, the height restrictions. If you just apply the height restrictions, we actually get a worse environment where we get fat buildings instead of tall buildings with space around them. So shouldn't we review that whole issue of the height restrictions? Why don't we use setback and ask for a limitation on site coverage and reduce density through plot ratio so we get more open space at street level? And are we asking for setbacks in the whole Yao Tong Industrial Estate area, because these roads are quite narrow there, and whether we're asking for setbacks for all the developments there? Those are some of my immediate first round questions, Chairman.
有冇其他委員有意見啊 ？Owen, please。
多謝主席。就其實我係想即係瞭解多啲資料，因為唔係好識啊。就嗰個 U 型嗰、那個鬆咧，其實我都好歡迎係一個即係階級式嘅遞減啦，向海濱嗰度。咁但係即係我想了解一下，即係120嗰度一係點樣釐定啊？即係後邊就140啦。就點解唔係100？點解唔係100？即係我唔係好識得佢啲準則，點解係120個高度？咁啊，工業區嗰度咧就即係我亦都想了解一下嗰個 reference point 係咪以而家149米作為一個 reference point， 而所以咧就可以令到即係跟住嗰啲係140啊、120啊、80啊咁樣。咁如果係嘅時候咧，就即係我唔知原先點解有一座係149米啦。咁係咪已經我唔知係咪叫錯定乜嘢？即係咪已經有一座特別高，咁所以你就揾特別高嗰座嚟做 reference， 咁就變咗，其實就可以原本撳低啲都變咗唔得咧。即係我唔係好識，你想問呢兩個資料嘅問題。
有冇其他問題啊 ？Yes。
Thank you, Chairman. Before coming to these height bands or whatever, have you done a three-dimensional modeling of the area that will be resultant of this height restrictions, keeping the plot ratio the same, the way you have it, so that what is the resultant urban form that you would have in three dimensions? And then the other thing is the promenade. You are talking about a 15-meter wide promenade near Yao Tong Bay. I think it would be good for Hong Kong to aspire for a 30-meter wide promenade in areas where future development will occur. And so why limit it to 15? And again, it needs to be continuous even along the industrial sites next door. And so I think it's difficult to agree on some height bands without corresponding change in plot ratio or some reason. And the other thing is you mentioned that in one or two places there is no height restriction. So I think what I'm asking is if you have all this and come up with a three-dimensional configuration of what might happen, then it is easier for people to understand the logic and how it's happening, it's derived at. Otherwise, it's arbitrary and it will be difficult to agree on anything, I think. Thank you.
Okay, 如果没有其他问题，我们就请余生回应一下，好吗？
多謝主席。首先回應吳生嗰個嘅 提問就關於嗰啲 GIC 即是政府機構同埋團體用地嗰度。咁其實咧，我估呢度咧最主要就係要講翻嗰個 GIC 嗰個嘅功能。咁嗰個 GIC 嘅功能主要咧就係提供一啲好似個名字一樣，就係政府啊、社區啊，即係好似學校啊，或者而家喺呢一個情況咧，就係嗰個消防處啊，或者係一個嗰啲污水處理處啊。處理廠啊咁，咁呢啲咧一般嚟講咧，都係政府或者係一啲嘅非私人發展商嘅地點嚟嘅。咁佢哋一般嚟講咧，我哋提供出嚟咧都係攞嚟做一啲嘅社區用途。咁而喺一個發展嘅區域裏邊咧，其他私人發展嘅地點咧，已經係起咗好多嘅高樓大廈嘅。咁所以咧，其實呢一啲嘅 GIC 嘅地點咧，除咗係提供一個功能上就係話俾呢啲政府社區團體嘅用途之外咧，其實佢哋有一個嘅作用咧，就係因為佢哋本身嗰個性質咧係比較矮啲，比較容易可以咧提供咧一個所謂視覺嘅舒緩，一個 visual relief 喺一個整體發展嗰個嘅規模裏邊，咁同埋咧亦都可以咧提供一個所謂一個休憩唞氣嘅地方，一個 breathing space。咁所以咧，我哋就希望咧，呢一啲嘅 GIC 嘅地點咧，都能夠保留翻現時佢哋嗰個嘅高度，即使咧普遍嚟講會係低啲。主要咧就係作用咧，除咗係提供設施之外，亦都可以咧做到視覺同埋空氣方面嗰個嘅舒緩。咁呢一個咧係我哋主要嘅原因。啊，雖然係咁，我哋亦都了解到，如果佢哋重建嘅時候要點咧咁，咁其實我哋都有個機制喺嗰、那個呢一、這個分區計劃大綱圖裏面嘅注釋咧，我哋都有一個略為放寬嗰個高度限制。咁所以當佢哋重建嘅時候咧，如果佢哋覺得係需要咧，嗰、那個申請人咧係可以提交一個規劃申請俾呢個城規會，就要求略為放寬現時嗰個嘅高度。咁除咗之外，如果真係佢要超高嘅，即係比較高好多嘅，唔係一個所謂略為放寬嘅性質嘅，咁嘅時候咧，其實亦都有一個機制咧，佢可以做一個申請，要求更改嗰、那個用地嗰、那個嘅高度。咁所以咧，其實有一個機制都可以做呢樣嘢。咁但係嗰個主要嗰個原則咧，我哋就希望咧就係保留嗰、那個呢啲 GIC 嘅地點做頭先所講嗰個嘅用途嘅。至於Mr. Paul 講關於嗰、那個ventilation building， the site is zoned OU。Eastern Harbour Crossing Ventilation Building on the outline zoning plan. Actually, it is an existing structure. And actually, it is our planning intention to provide a promenade all the way from Kai Tak to the Cha Kho Lang or Yau Tong. And we will explore the possibility of whether this promenade can be provided within this site. But bearing in mind, this site has already been developed into a ventilation building.Regarding the setback requirement, actually, we have incorporated the individual site setback requirement on the outline development plan, which is an action plan. Okay, upon redevelopment of the site, many of the site have to set back to provide, to widen the road, to provide more planting, street planting and road widening uses, which has already incorporated in the outline development plan.至於另外一位委員 Evan 提及到嗰、那個油塘嗰個 U shape 係點樣係釐定呢一個120米呢一個高度，咁呢個咧其實就係考慮到後邊現有嗰個油塘村嗰個發展，咁嗰個咧就係大概係132至160，咁所以咧120咧就唔會話真係一個好高嘅高度，咁亦都可以提供咧就係、是、一個。所謂梯級式嘅發展，當然呢一個120咧係講緊係最高嘅，即係我哋唔係預計咧一個平衡，即係一個劃一全部所有係一個120，呢個係講緊係最高點。咁而因為呢、這、一個地點咧係劃咗做呢一個綜合發展區，咁我哋咧就下一步咧就會做一個規劃大綱 planning brief， 咁咧就會提供一個指引俾將來個發展商，咁喺嗰個。發展大綱裏面咧，我哋會再詳細啲講講我哋呢一個高度嚇係會點樣。我哋希望咧預留啲係一個階梯式同埋有一啲嘅海濱長廊。咁我哋咧會提供一個指引俾嗰個發展商去考慮點樣去發展。咁同埋最終咧，發展商咧要呈交一個總綱發展藍圖（Master Layout Plan） 係要俾呢個城規會嚟到審批。咁嗰度咧有一個機制可以做一個監管，我哋確保咧將來嗰個發展咧就唔會妨礙到後邊嗰個發展，同埋咧佢亦都嗰個發展商咧亦都要提交有關嗰個嘅視覺影響評估啦，同埋嗰啲嘅通風影響評估，同埋其他嘅技術嘅評估係俾呢個城規會嚟到考慮。而公眾咧亦都喺現時個制度咧係有一個可以提供意見添嘅。咁所以咧呢一個咧就係高度嗰方面。咁至於嗰個149米嗰個做一個參考，呢個咧其實亦都係一個參考，但係咧我哋而家最高嗰個咧都係冇去到149嘅，我哋都係去到140。咁同埋咧就係呢個係一個梯階式，每一個嗰個 interval 咧，即係嗰個相差咧係20米，咁去到嗰個海旁嗰度咧就80米。咁嗰個海旁嗰度，我哋係需要咧有呢一個80米嗰個嘅高度，因為咧我哋而家嗰度咧有一啲嘅住宅樓類嗰個嘅發展，咁嗰度嗰個嘅地積比率咧係可以去到5倍到嘅，咁我哋係需要咧大概有呢個80米嗰個高度去提供嗰、那個，等佢可以達到嗰個地積比率嘅，咁所以咧就變咗係一個80、100、120同埋140一個咁樣嘅階梯式嘅。發展模式嘅，就about the 3D modeling, actually we have done some planning assessment for the consideration of the town planning board, but those are integrative scheme because as I mentioned earlier, the site is on the CD comprehensive development area, and we have the mechanism, we will prepare a planning brief to set out clearly.The requirements for the urban form and the development, and the applicant or the developer has to submit a master layout plan together with other technical assessment to support their application, which will include the urban form design assessment, the air ventilation assessment, the visual impact assessment, and all sort of technical assessment to support their application.Regarding the promenade, actually the 15 meter is the minimum requirement. All the way we require a 20 meter wide promenade. And actually, so that's why in addition to the width requirement, we also specify the site area requirement. The site area is based on, the green area is the 20 meter wide promenade.Okay, and we have incorporated the not only the width requirement but also the site area requirement for the promenade, which is 24,700 square meter, which is equivalent to a 20 meter wide promenade along the whole CDA zone. Okay, and of course, the wider you have, the better. But 50 meter wide is not the norm. Actually, when you refer to the Kaidat Outline Zoning Plan, which is the neighboring planning area, we have consistently a 20 meter wide waterfront promenade. So it is our reference point to use a 20 meter wide promenade as the requirement for the promenade. Thank you.
Jimmy, 是不是還有一些問題？ OK.
我剛才看到呢，就那15米那裡呢，只是去到剛才個 U 型的位置，那裡是沒有直接去到這個三家村的。咁其實如果我哋應該係會有個即係海濱長廊嘅概念咧，係應該要可以去到避風塘。咁我哋前一次我哋喺個小組裏面都即係有啲介紹咧，就點樣去可以發展到旅遊，咁就去避風塘咧，其中一個係好嘅考慮。咁我有個意見就係希望 extend 咗呢個15米咧，係去到呢個三甲村。第二咧，有關 GIC 嗰個高度限制嗰度咧，我明白咧就已經聽到就係日後如果有需要先放寬，這個咧其實好困難嘅。是很難做得到的，咁所以如果第一次做 online zoning 嘅時候咧，係必須要咧好合理咁樣預留咗，比較理性啲就係你日後你唔需要要起咁高嘅時候，你就唔可以咁高咯。你因為地積比率要睇個即係個 division unit 究竟俾唔俾咁多，即係起到咁多位。但如果你日後咧唔即係想起多嘅時候咧，你去隔離攞，我諗城規會又可能好難會過呢一樣嘢。同埋我睇到成個規劃咧，呢度加咗咁多地方咧，你 GIC 日後一定係唔夠用嘅，所以你必須要喺呢度咧係要做一啲預咗個即係嗰個ratio 係比較高啲先嘅。 啊，唔該，主席。
Some further question? Okay. 啊，余生，我請你等佢哋問埋就再揾下。好 ，please。
Chairman, I wasn't clear whether I followed it or not, whether there's going to be the waterfront promenade as a requirement at the Yao Tong Bay Industrial Estate. I don't understand things being in the development plan, but not in the outline zoning plan. I don't understand what that means in terms of making things real and reality, or whether it has a greater strength than it's an OZP. I'm just not a planner and I don't know those rules. But Chairman, I'd like to raise one very specific issue that is important. I've been aware of two practical examples. One is the Kingwa Road development, and one is the new Eastern Terrace, both in North Point. And they demonstrated if you put in height restrictions, the buildings become fat, and you lose sites, people lose the sight through the buildings around, the visual permeability goes down. So height restrictions and in step heights are in fact not very good. And if you can actually see from this photograph here, that you have a very boring bureaucratic design of our city layout where you have these kind of step heights of buildings, of very fat buildings, but nobody really wins. But if you look at, for example, the development, say, North Point, where everybody has different building heights, and Central, they're far more exciting, far more vibrant, and they actually look much better than these kind of step building heights. So I think we really should look at reducing plot ratios, limiting site coverage, and increasing setbacks rather than putting in height restrictions as a way of controlling development, because the whole interpretation of our harbour planning guidelines, which is providing visual corridors and visual permeability, are much better given if we do that than if we put in height restrictions. Height restrictions actually limit visibility. Thank you.
咁頭先講到三灣村嗰、那個海濱長廊咧，其實我哋一向好似頭先講咧，係我哋嗰個規劃意向係一路將九龍半島咧一路都有一個海濱長廊嘅出現。咁但係咧就喺現時嚟講咧，嗰度咧係我哋係考慮緊點樣去擺嗰個海濱長廊。啊，咁呢樣嘢咧，其實委員亦都可以放心嘅，我哋一定會做到，因為最主要咧原因嗰、那個現時喺嗰、那個油塘工業區嗰度沿海邊嗰度咧，主要嚟講都係一個綜合發展區。咁所以任何發展咧都要經過呢一個城規會審批，我哋會喺嗰度咧係要求佢哋，如果係我要求咧會有一個海濱長廊嘅提供。除此之外咧，好似我正如之前講咧，因為喺一個綜合發展區咧，我哋亦都會做一個規劃大綱。我哋個規劃大綱咧亦都會係寫埋係需要有呢一個海濱長廊嘅提供。咁、啊、就除咗之外呢，另外一個呢亦都係一個住宅嘅某類嘅一個發展，亦都係需要一個嘅申請嘅。咁所以呢，但點解我哋今次冇做到呢樣嘢，冇好似油塘嗰、那個油塘灣工嗰、那個綜合發展區咁樣喺呢一個油塘工業區都劃埋呢？咁最主要原因呢就是、因為呢我哋而家係檢討緊呢一個油塘工業區嗰個嘅綜合發展區。咁我哋咧可能咧會係咧因應現時嗰、那個，我哋其實已經係同有關嘅地段嘅持有人咧，啲業主咧就已經開過會幾次。咁我哋希望咧能夠拆細少少，能夠咧推快加速嗰個嘅油塘灣呢一個臨海嗰個綜合發展區嗰個嘅發展嘅。咁所以咧，我哋預計咧，我哋會有一個再進一步嘅修改嘅。咁喺嗰度嘅時候咧，我哋一定會將呢、這、一個嗰、那個海濱長廊嗰個嘅要求咧，都會擺喺度。咁但係咧，我哋現時嚟講，我哋都會監察住，要確定咧，如果係我哋未做下一步之前有任何嘅發展咧，我哋都會確定咧，嗰度一定有一啲海濱長廊嘅出現。至於嗰、那個政府機構同埋社區用地嗰度咧，其實而家嗰個嘅高度咧係反映現有嘅高度嘅。咁、啊、所以咧，其實如果你話係要考慮到佢將來咧，日後嗰個發展都能夠提供埋嗰個嘅高度咧，咁呢度咧係有一定嘅困難嘅，因為有一啲嘅呢啲GIC 嘅地點咧，佢哋未必係現階段係有任何重建嘅計劃，咁所以咧，我哋其實喺現階段係好難估計佢將來重建之後會喺幾高，咁我哋就俾幾高佢，咁所以咧呢、這個咧，我估要每一個個案嚟到獨立去處理去到睇，咁而家嗰個嘅高度咧，都係反映出現時嗰個嘅高度。 咁同埋好似頭先解釋過咧，呢啲嘅 GIC 嘅地點咧，就唔同其他呢個私人嘅發展嘅地點，譬如話住宅啊呢啲，係有啲喺現時嚟講，九龍係有一啲嘅地積比率嘅限制。咁我哋可以從個地積比率嘅高度，即係嗰個地積最高嘅地積比率嗰度嘅時候，我哋就可以粗略估計到嗰個高度嘅要求。但係喺呢啲 GIC 嘅地點裏面，因為係冇呢啲咁樣嘅地積比率嘅嗰個嘅高度，嗰啲嗰個嘅限制，咁所以咧係好難釐定嗰個最適中或者係最高嗰個嘅高度嘅限制喺邊度嘅。咁所以咧，我哋都係保留翻咧係現時嗰個嘅高度咧，主要係反映翻現有嘅樓宇嗰個嘅層數。咁就as far as Paul's concern, we have already set out clearly the setback requirement on the online development plan. We will make sure that upon the development of the sites, those developers will observe the setback requirement. And also for the CDA site, we will prepare the planning brief, setting out clearly our urban design requirement, and also regarding the disposition and the height of the building, we will.Exercise control to make sure that they are acceptable and they have to provide and support their application with the necessary technical assessment, including visual impact assessment and the air ventilation assessment. Okay, Judy.
Vincent, 就有一個問題啊。咁我哋呢個就屋務就最後一個問題咧，因為between you and your dinner, there is still item six.
多謝主席。我呢個其實是一個即係意見嚟嘅，咁就即係頭先聽翻即係處方嗰個答覆咧，關於啲 GIC 咧，我始終都發現嗰個邏輯上面係有問題的。咁即係既然城規會主席同埋即係處長喺度啦，我都希望即係大家聽下我嘅意見啦。嚇，即係我哋不能夠就話啲 GIC 冇重建計劃，所以我哋個高度限制咧就係佢現有嘅高度。而其他的私人發展，佢如果重建的時候咧，就有一個定咗嘅高度限制俾佢。嗱，呢一個係雙重標準，同埋係互相矛盾嘅。其實啲私人發展咧，都係你而家係冇佢將來嘅計劃係點樣樣，但係你就係驚佢嘅計劃會變成一啲好高好高嘅即係樓啊簽樓咧。而我哋就定一個高度限制俾佢，就等佢不超於某一個上限啊嘛。其實同樣嘅方式咧，係可以對待翻嗰個 GIC 嘅。其實 GIC 佢係現今冇重建計劃，但係你都可以假設，如果佢重建嘅時候，邊一個係合適嘅高度咧？我理解 GIC 可能係一個即係喺個城市規劃裏面係一啲較矮嘅 building 或者係一啲緩衝區咁樣。如果是這樣，你可以定一個較低的高度限制給他，以對比其他的私人發展。但是不能夠就是說他的高度限制就是原本那麼高嘛，即如果他一層的他就是一層，原本是六層他就是六層，原本是十層就是十層。這個呢就似乎就是說你不是定了他一個將來發展重建的高度，你只不過是令到他發展不到。咁既然周邊嘅發展佢係有一個嘅密度嘅增加，即係當佢重建之後，理論上一個城市密度增加，佢對於 GIC 嘅需求呢亦都係相對地增加嘅。咁所以我覺得一個較公平嘅做法就係話，你 GIC 都應該俾一個高度上限佢，而唔係限制咗佢喺而家嗰個樓宇嘅高度。這個高度可以是比其他的私人發展的高度較低，但是我相信呢就是你現在這個做法呢是只有令到大家都很麻煩，那個 GIC 的好地擁有者很麻煩，規劃處很麻煩，城規會很麻煩，因為他每一次去重建呢他都要走來問你，那也是一個很費時失事的做法。為什麼是這樣呢？就是因為我們開初定這個高度限制的時候就沒有預留到就是它重建之後你可以容忍的什麼高度給它嘛，你定了個高度就是說你幾大就幾大了，那就是人家就沒得大了。多謝主席。
我而家知道點解 Vincent 將呢個 item 踢咗嚟我哋呢度。咁anyway 就，但呢個一個意見咧，又唔似乎又唔係問余生咁，又 up to 睇下規劃處會唔會回應。我知道 Aaron 仲有個問題，類似咁，你不如講埋啦，不如講埋啦，係嘛？
我知啊，知啊，其實即係我都好同意啊 Vincent 所講，不過嘅角度咧就唔係純粹從即係公平嘅角度，而係從一個需要嘅角度啊。即係頭先 Vincent 都講得好啫。譬如你附近啲人口增加咗咧，好明顯對社區設施嘅需要咧係增加，尤其是即係而家呢三個地盤好即係好在就冇一啲社會服務大樓嘅喎，即係譬如舉個例子，如果其中一百支 IC 係嚟做社會服務嘅，好明顯人口增加嘅時候咧，對社會服務需求會增加。咁如果你嗰個即係高度係限制嘅時候咧，佢哋將來想增加服務咧，其實係一個好大嘅限制呢一方面，咁即係我唔想睇到另一個天水圍會再出現啊！即係呢個係好擔心嘅情況，咁所以即係我好同意啊 Vincent 講，其實係嗰個相應係需要增加個即係需求嗰度咧，需要考慮埋嗰個高度。唔該，主席。
OK， 處長處長
好簡單兩個回應。首先需求嗰度咧，其實就完全唔係問題嘅，因為當時我哋做一個發展，我哋預計佢將來嘅需求、佢哋嘅人口或者佢嘅經濟活動所需要咧，一定係留咗有足夠嘅土地，即係話唔係純粹係靠重建起高嚟提供呢一個嘅服務。咁我哋喺配套度咧就會做到嘅。咁同埋講一講 GIC 西咧，其實包含了兩類，一個就叫 government， 有些叫做 institution， 兩大類的。譬如如果有些西是學校，是現在是六層高的，是一個學校群的，那我們很多時候都是要抄回這個，因為政府可以有 direct 的 influence， direct control 它的發展，它的高度，所以市民亦都是很想政府將一些政府可以控制到的發展，它的高度 keep 了是最低，作為一些通風點啊，作為一些視覺的走廊，所以我們呢將一些政府的用地呢將它撳低呢，其實亦都是回應返社會的一個需求，等於點解一啲政府賣地嘅西，政府會調低嗰個發展密度，同樣道理嘅，佢冇調低一啲私人發展嘅密度，但係政府自己賣地，佢覺得可以做到咧，好多時都會有咁做，咁就你可以話佢係 double standard， 但亦都係話呢個政府嘅其中一個手段去回應個需求啦。咁至於一啲 institutional type 嘅 development， 如果佢哋有重建咧，其實唔係冇渠道嘅，其實一個 Section 16的申請是可以做，還有一個改劃的申請是其實是可以做得到，還有呢搣到那個的需求。所以我們呢就一般來說呢，就是將一些政府可以 influence 到的地呢，我們是盡量調低回按回它現在的高度，是這樣的原意的。的意見我們都會錄看一下是否一個別的有一些地盤那裡，或者我們所以較為清晰它是來緊有一些重建的項目，或者有很大的 potential 去重建的時候，那我們是著量可以調整。比如講回這個西，那一個 sewage treatment plant 是一層高，我們是沒有法子 envisage 它將來會真的加到很高的一個 sewage treatment plant， 所以我們就是按回現有的高度，也是這個原因。
好多謝啊，余先生，今日抽時間同我哋介紹呢、這個item啊，好多謝你。